Well, howdy guys, as we know, false allegations by Femons is rife today. For some reason they want to see males suffer, even for things they haven't done. And it should all be completely clear by now that Femons lie and deceive, even in court. They are mean and vindictive, and the way the laws are, it empowers them, because they don't need any evidence, just their word. A man went out with this Femon here. She was a work colleague. And then she accused him of rape. Without any evidence at all, the man was handcuffed and put in jail. But it was found out through evidence it was nothing but a bunch of lies. And you'll notice by this picture of this Femon here, she's trying to play the victim here, when in actual fact, she's the perpetrator. It's not the face of a victim. It's the face of a liar. The man's life was ruined, and you know what she got to being charged for lying? 35 days in jail. Hell, that's a goddamn holiday. And until they change the laws, that this Femon should be in jail as long as the man would have been if found out that he raped her. It will just keep on happening, and every time a man will have to pay for the Femon's lies. Here's the news item here, and I'll put a link to it down below. And thanks to the person who put it on X. And unfortunately, this is happening all the time. The laws need to change. Because Femons aren't going to stop lying, and are they?
Not true. We need to know now, and we need to stop the progression of this whole thing from getting worse, because it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
And only on 7 News, this police interview with a Fort Collins woman. She was later convicted for making phony rape accusations, and the man she accused was arrested and put in jail 1 year ago today. Well, tonight, he is speaking to 7 News reporter Lindsay Watts about why he is still struggling to pick up the pieces.
It's definitely a reminder of what I've been through.
Accused of rape, cuffed at the police station the day before Thanksgiving.
I can ask you some questions regarding the crime of sexual assault.
Watching it back 1 year later, Dustin Toth says his life still feels out of control. His accuser, Catherine Bennett, a co-worker he'd started dating.
And right now, the statements that I've been given do not match evidence.
This is exclusive video of her police interview. As Toth sat in jail, her story fell apart.
I'm not telling you to drop charges. I want to know the facts about what happened.
Bennett later convicted of making it all up. She was sentenced to 35 days in jail, then an ankle monitor and probation.
I don't feel that's justice.
Toth says he's the one who's been punished. The Army National Guardsman lost his civilian job and was out of work for nearly 6 months after the arrest.
I've been behind on my car payment ever since.
He has his friends, but the emotional pain is still there.
I feel like I'm incapable to actually trust a woman again.
He says it's telling his story that's helping him heal.
Giving me the opportunity to share it gives me the opportunity to clear my name, because I still feel like my name is not cleared.
Well, there you go, guys. This guy's life is never going to be the same. He says he's going to have a hard time trusting any Femon. Well, at least he's got the right idea. You don't trust any Femon at all. They all lie and deceive at different degrees. That is their nature, apparently. Remember this one, guys. And stay safe out there. Stay alone. And how many guys do you think are actually in jail right now through false allegations from a Femon? The juice ain't worth the squeeze, and it never was. Walk away and stay away. Take it easy.